8 hours a day on the floor in the shape of a cross in a trance? You know, who is this person? Okay. Fifth paragraph down. My church will be split into those who worship man, the anti-pope, and the antichrist on one side, versus my church that follows my teaching to my apostles. Do not follow this evil pope who will only lead you to spiritual death. Oh, look, let's see. Okay, the bottom paragraph, Wednesday, February 3rd, 1999. Jesus said, notice this isn't Mary. This man's getting messages from Jesus. This schism is already present in my church. It will be my pope's son's leaving that will bring about the formal split in my church. The new anti-pope, once placed in office, will be making concessions to the worldly government of the new world order. He will so want to protect his power base that this evil pope will accept the antichrist demands of placing the image of the beast on all the altars. Those churches that refuse this demand will be burned to the ground. The evil of this tribulation will grow so great that the anti-pope will encourage the people even to worship the beast. Now, I'm not sure exactly what you would call the image of the beast that's going to be put on there, but I want you to see that their prophecy includes an antichrist, an anti-pope, and a good pope. But the good pope goes into exile, or in some of the messages, dies, and maybe then resurrected to usher in the era of peace, if we're going to look for miracles like that. But in any case, when you see this pope, if this pope happens to resign today, even though it's a satanic prophecy, it's something to take thought about. That's when everything falls apart, according to the messages of Fatima. And we're barely scratching those. They over and over again talk about a limited nuclear war. Over and over. Now, Father Gobi, in this page 18, he is the head of the Marian movement of priests. There's over 5,000 of them that receive messages from Mary. This fastest growing religious movement in the world is the Marian movement. He's the head of it. I pulled this quote from way back when because it's a good description of this chastisement that he's expecting to come. A chastisement worse than the flood is about to come upon this poor and perverted humanity. Fire will descend from heaven, and this will be a sign that the justice of God has as of now fixed the hour of his great manifestation. I am weeping because the church is continuing along the road of division, the loss of true faith, of apostasy and errors which are being spread more and more without anything offering opposition to them. Even now, that which I predicted at Fatima and that which I have revealed here in the third message confided to the little daughter of mine is in the process of being accomplished. And so even for the church's moment of its great trial has come, because the man of iniquity will establish himself within, and the abomination of desolation will enter into the holy temple of God. They have their own understandings of the books of Daniel and Revelation. They're twisted,